Welcome to the third ever episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff. Man, was it an ordeal to get ourselves here.
Yep, but we're here.
What were we going to talk about today? The Atarf Chronicles?
Oh,
do we want to do that, or do we want
to... I think we should leave that for a time when our brains are working.
Yeah.
So we can recollect.
Oh, by the way, note that today's episode is just going to be us, like, really just...
We're so burned out.
Sid's tired after yesterday. He's running on like 5 hours of four hours of sleep.
I'm so dead.
I'm over here running on 3.5 hours of sleep. I didn't even go to the event and I'm running on
three. Why didn't you go to the event?
Well, I didn't go to the event because
even Rishi went. He doesn't even go to your school.
So I didn't go to the event because for me personally I had a COVID risk. So I didn't want to go.
Okay. That makes sense.
And there was a lot of unmasked people there because you can't regulate that.
Lot of unmasked people?
Everyone was unmasked. Yeah. So but I wasn't taking that risk.
You'll see a lot.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing with homecoming, though, is it's easier to separate yourself from the crowd in homecoming.
Oh, should we mention what the... Though. Yeah, should I mention what the event was?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, so basically our school that we go to holds this event. I'm not going to say the name of it, but...
It's an event that's held... across the country.
Really? Yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we have a powder puff event at our school where essentially the basis of it is like kind of gender roles are swapped per se. And so the girls play football, guys cheerlead.
Note that in our school, powder puff is huge. Like usually it's a kind of a small thing. It's not usually the homecoming event.
Really?
But for our school it's really big.
Yeah.
Like it is a big thing.
Yeah, it's like literally everyone should go if you're not a TARV, right?
Yeah, I was looking into it. The one at the mine and Aditya school is in spring and
is it in spring?
Even like around the country, the majority of it is in spring, I think.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's we not really a major thing.
But I didn't even know that your school held one.
I just thought we did.
It's something across the country, but it's very, very, like, it's usually just a small little event.
If you should make
yeah, it's not
school.
As big as...
Is there, no.
Bleep that out, Atar. It's not as big as ours, usually, right?
No,
not
dude,
even
you're
close.
You're really good at this, though.
Yeah, dude, I'm so good at
like,
this.
Like, no, usually, I know at my school, the... I don't know if you've heard, but... The football players, they're the ones who actually cheer.
Oh.
Because we have a football team.
Yeah, we have a football team, too. Oh, yeah. We don't have a designated football team. So, yeah, basically anyone can kind of sign up to do this.
Yeah, Sid was their cheerleader.
Yeah, I decided, you know what, step out of my comfort zone, go do that.
Sid, you
and
have no
it
comfort
was so
zone.
Fun. It was so much fun. I had to, for lack of better words, shake my ass in front of a stadium full of people.
Or I'm also gonna
and
note
your parents.
That, like from yeah. home, I was watching the live stream.
Oh, were you?
They, for fear, like the district, for fear of getting a channel strike, didn't live stream the cheerleading
yeah.
performance.
You know, they cut off the live stream.
Like,
earlier.
Did they
like,
actually?
The performance?
Like, they were
yeah.
they were running it through Zoom, but like they were using OBS.
Oh,
what they would do is like from the event, they would have the camera showing the event, right?
Yeah.
And then I heard the cheerleading performance start, and what they did is they went to a "We'll Be Right Back" screen. So
wow.
you could hear the audio.
Oh, you could hear like the music
you
and
could
the
hear
cheering
the music,
stuff,
but you
oh
couldn't
my God.
See the performance.
Dude, it was so...
There was a video on it, though, I think someone...
There were, like, 15 really? Videos. It was going all around
it's
our
beautiful.
School.
Oh, really? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Did you see me?
I gotta see your ass get shaken.
I haven't watched
all
it
all the
yet.
Videos were so zoomed out, we couldn't see individual people.
No, the
oh, really?
Video I watched it zoomed in on each person.
Oh.
Like,
well,
so
I mean, I know where people are so because I actually saw it.
I do have a video of it.
Send it to me. I need
can,
to watch
yeah,
it.
Well,
can
I'll
we
send
upload
it,
it to YouTube under the S&D?
No. That's not ours to show like that. But well, anyways, yeah. So then, and then the big thing you must have heard them mention, homecoming is coming up for
yeah.
mine and Atarv's school.
Yeah.
Which is also a big deal. Like, the things that happen, the events that kind of happen at our school are...
because there's
are
less huge. Of them.
Yeah. No, it's not that there's less of them. It's that...
Oh, yeah. I
it's
guess,
a combined thing,
yeah.
and so people come from a lot
exactly,
of places, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's that's kind of coming
even,
up.
Even prom for our school is, like, huge.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I'm running prom this year. I'm on class council.
Dude, oh, my God.
Can
a tar running prom,
I get a, I get a free ticket. I get to save 90 bucks.
Oh.
It's 90
yeah,
bucks?
Yeah, 90 bucks.
Bro, you better use that money for good.
I don't know why it's 90. Okay, I'll be honest. I don't have a very like pr- proactive role on proactive. Aren't you the historiographer? I don't have a very active role as historian on class council. Sure. I'm kind of useless, honestly.
It's okay. So did you get stuff for free, and you don't have to do any of the work.
I mean, I'm gonna start doing work because I feel really bad. But
why didn't you make a video of them shaking their ass?
Because I was busy staying home, scared of COVID.
You should have gotten a sleep.
You said that you would come to like our practice and take a video and stuff.
I was going to, but the plan fell through.
You should have done a drone shot. That would have been sick.
There was a drone. I saw a drone. I don't know who took a video.
It was only recording the seniors, I think.
Boo.
Bro.
I feel like I would have done better drone piloting, but
you know, senior privilege.
Yeah. But anyways, so like homecoming's coming. You didn't go to any of the other homecomings, did you?
No.
So two of them in our area have already kind of happened. I went to one of them, the one with Rishi and Adita. The other one, I actually wanted to talk about this, but it was so funny. I heard the story from someone else. No, I heard the story from someone else who went. But you know how at ours, there was like a... I'm saying ours, like it was my school. But like at yours, there was like... shoot, what is it when you pick someone up? Like, you pick someone, like, you know, that thing?
Yeah, we were picking people up. Like, he's a hero from Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, when you would pick people up and, like, there's crowd surfing, right? The other school, whenever they would start crowd surfing, right? The minute someone was picked up, they would turn on all the lights, stop the music. Like, someone would go on the loudspeaker and be like, get down right now or you'll be kicked out.
That sounds so lame.
I know. Bro, what?
Dude, I thought it was gonna be some like crazy shit where they like shine a spotlight on him and then wait for him to get down and then start the music. And I was not expecting that.
Dude, but that's so much worse. They just turn on all the lights.
Dude, that's such a killjoy though. Like, everyone's jumping around, they turn on all the lights, music stops. People are, like, usually it's dark. You can't really tell what's going on. You're literally staring at someone you probably don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, you're like up against someone that you have no idea who they are, and then they turn on the lights, and you're like,
huh? What's popping?
You're like crunched up to someone. You look over.
That's you know, that's actually one of the reasons why I got contacts.
Really?
Dude, homecoming. Because so last homecoming, what would happen is everyone, like, all their stuff would just be on the ground.
Mm. Dude,
I had to check my pockets constantly to make sure my phone's up there.
We were
jumping around, like, we were, like, it was finally kicking off, like, we were...
Yeah, we were getting into it, right?
And then, suddenly, Adita comes up next to me. Like, keep in mind, it's so I'm out here, like, I'm jumping, I'm like, yeah... Adita comes up next to me and he's like, Sid. I was like, bro, what? He's like, I found a phone on the ground. I look at it and he straight up has like, it was like one of the newer iPhones.
It was like a 13
in his hand. I was just like, shoot, well, you gotta do something about that.
It was probably some girl's phone, right? Because they don't have pockets, so they have to hold their phones.
You could tell by the case though. It was like a super girly case.
Dude, that's another thing.
I feel so bad.
I don't know, props to any girls who are listening for wearing like high heels during that is crazy.
No, you know what's stupid? I have a friend and she showed me like her jeans the other day.
Pockets?
No, listen.
Yeah.
It had like you know how pockets look, right?
Yeah.
It had those. But they weren't pockets.
They were cut short. It was just for design.
It was a design. You can't put any, like, you. It doesn't open.
I don't understand that. Why do they do that?
There's no point.
Wait. Like, I don't get it.
No, but going back to the high heel thing. So at my school's homecoming, the varsity goal, the soccer varsity goalie was there at homecoming. His foot got stabbed by a heel, and he's out for the whole season.
Shoot, are you serious?
Yes, he's done. No
damn.
More.
Damn. No, so it was bad. We were walking after the Hoka at your school. We were walking to like a convenience store right afterwards, like for gas station. Yeah, technically it's a gas station. I don't want to say it like that,
dude. You could say it. It's big enough.
Yeah. Okay. We were walking to like a Wawa, right? that's right next there. And yeah, when you say we were walking to a gas station, it sounds so much worse than saying that. Yeah, than saying
we were walking. Okay, so if you don't know what a Wawa is, it's like a gas station.
Oh yeah, if you're not in the place where you're blessed with the godsend, which is Wawa, and you have
three states that have Wawa.
Yeah,
Florida, and Delaware, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Really? Florida. And they know. I mean,
I don't know. Or New York.
Yeah.
Tri-state area.
Yeah. But no.
Sheets is where she's. We'll get into that.
Wawa's the best.
Is that an argument?
That yeah. We got to get into that. No. But like, okay. But we were walking there, right? And this. So we were walking with a few other friends. Me and Rishi were there. And we were walking with a few other friends. And they had. There were two girls that were with us because they were with. Like the friends that we were with, and they literally had to take off their heels, hold it with them, and walk back. Yeah. And I was like, I was talking to her, and she was just like, "Oh yeah, I had my heels off the entire."
Oh no, yeah. If you looked at the bleachers,
it was all shoes. Heels. How do you? Because okay, my feet would get stabbed with shoes on.
Yeah.
How do you do that without shoes on? You know,
my thing for homecoming is like, even for like, I don't know if you guys remember, Aditya didn't go to any of the homecomings in freshman year.
Shut but off.
Sid did. Did you not?
No, he
didn't. I didn't either.
So what Sid, a buzz. Sid,
no, no,
Sid
we were came, so antisocial back then.
No, Sid I actually to, wanted to, Sid but came, I didn't know how to buy a ticket.
Okay,
that's oh my god. Oh my god.
That's the most Rishi.
No, and then I didn't know I could go to any of the other schools.
Oh my god.
And you guys never told me I could.
I literally was even talking to you guys. I was like, yo, I want to come to your school's homecoming. And you were just like, oh, I don't think I'm even gonna go.
Oh yeah, I so remember I just, that.
No,
yeah, and so I was
I'm like, me. So I don't know if Sid remembers, but I dressed weirdly formal to Hoko 2019.
Yeah, no, okay. Everyone PSA, did, though, PSA. No. One second. PSA to anyone listening, right?
Don't wear a blazer.
Hoko, take it from me, Hoko. Don't wear a blazer. Don't wear anything formal like a suit. The point of Hoko versus one of the points of Hoko fashion versus prom fashion is that Hoko fashion, it's formal but a little bit more informal than that. Like
it's Max, close to business casual, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's like more of a business casual. I go the opposite, not the opposite direction, but I go with like a
You go with a casual, like a casual freelancer look. That's how I
define it. Yeah. So I wore like a black with like velvet looking pants. Like not red, not like red velvet, but like the velvet. Like purplish. Yeah, it's like the felt, like that kind of material.
I'm a
purple, and then like nice shoes.
I would probably wear a black button down and khakis.
A tarve.
Don't
a little bit more.
No, khakis are fine.
That's still better than half the people I saw there.
Yeah,
that's better than what you wore, bro.
I'm wearing a proper thing to your homecoming.
Okay, so
stop.
At his homecoming. No. You did this. Stop. You did this to yourself.
I want to hear this.
No, I got
this. Go ahead.
In with friends. No, I got peer pressure.
No. Okay, wait,
they were asking me to do it too. Did I know?
No. I want to hear this. I want to hear this, guys. Shut up.
So we were. So I come in, right? Me, Rishi, and another friend. We come in, right?
Mercy.
Immediately we look over, we see this group of Indian high schoolers, right, in bright colored Hawaiian shirts, okay, brightly colored Hawaiian shirts and khaki shorts.
I literally
saw that, and do you remember? I walked the other direction.
Yeah,
I looked at them, though. Made eye contact with them. They were like, sit. Walk the other direction. Straight up.
Okay, to be fair, with my idea, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to decide about 10 minutes before what I'm wearing. And because I don't care enough to plan it.
See, that's the difference. I need to do it right after this. I have to go to my class.
Yeah,
and
so
check.
I'm going to go home and study for a math test that's next week. And then tomorrow, like about 10 minutes before I have to leave, I'm going to be like, oh, shoot, I need to wear my clothes for Hoko. Not going a sweatshirt. So I need to go through my closet and see what's washed and what's not washed.
Dude, it's so funny. A few of my friends, like, they asked me today and yesterday, like, So what should I wear to
work? I asked you. I messaged you.
Yeah, you messaged me.
I don't know what to
I'll help you out later. Okay, what am I wearing to Hoka Sid?
I don't know. What do you own? I own when people are just down. Okay, because if I could give you the picture perfect thing, I would. But it's no one wants to drop money, so you gotta
Money. Okay, no, what's the picture perfect in your mind?
DM me if you want fashion advice. I would be happy to give it to you. EcoTour, baby. You know that's a product that we were designing?
Oh.
For marketing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for marketing, we have to enter into a competition, right? Where you essentially, like, you develop a product and you have to, like, present it as a pitch. And in our class, what we had to do is everyone had to come up with their own product, pitch it to the class, top four would be selected. Not to brag, but mine got first in our class, but, like... but like
damn Sid.
Yeah, it was a fashion app. It was like a virtual closet. I won't say it because, you know, I don't want anyone out there to steal this idea, but like,
are you gonna until program you patent it, Sid?
I was you know, I was legit thinking like if it does well at the competitions or something like that, I wanna like a patent on it. No, I wanna like put a patent on it and like maybe put it into play.
Sid, it's hire not me as that your CTO, I can program it.
What?
Hire me as your CTO. I can program. What, or whatever a CTO
I'll help
does.
Program, depending on what language you're using.
I mean, you could always just go with Python and then...
You know, programming is one thing I've never been able to, like, get into too much. Like, I know how to... I know how to program. I'm really good at...
Okay.
Exactly. I'm really good at thinking about how to do everything. But me sitting there typing for like, I can't do that.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Can't do
but
that.
Listen, most of programming is a thinking aspect.
Rishi,
you got the thinking
I know
out,
you
that's
program.
Not true. That's not true.
I know you program for robotics. I don't know if it's the same for robotics, but confirm or deny this. 20% of programming is understanding what you're doing, but 80% of it is going on Stack Overflow.
No.
Really?
No, he straight up has to develop most of the stuff himself.
For me, it's just I go on a Stack Overflow.
That's probably your programming. Programming for like robots and automation is really different from
because
programming
for
like a software.
A lot of it is very dependent on what you are doing.
A lot of automation is just
that's true.
Figuring
you do
out the math, not
you do,
actually coding.
You do automation.
Yeah, you're right. And the reason why I know it is because a lot of the time, we're also involved with the with kind of like thinking about aspect. Either that, or you explain it to us afterwards. But like
mostly the second.
See
one.
For me,
yeah.
See for
but me, no, a good last year, a good amount was like.
See for
us talking
me,
about
I always I program software. I don't program for hardware. I program software like apps and websites, and that like. For anything you do, there's probably someone who did on who asked the same question
on
Stack
Overflow.
For me, like programming at this point is like I can read code, right?
Yeah.
And that's necessary, obviously.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's like my coding knowledge is taking stuff from Stack Overflow and then just putting it together.
I
in a cohesive way.
But at
way.
The end of the day, that's like...
And it works.
In real life, like, that's what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Like, you are doing it for... Like, I did... the most I've done for programming... Like, it's not that I haven't interacted with programming. Like, I've done web development and... like, web design, web development, and, like, interacted with with the programming on our team. But, like, I just can't... Like, the thing of just sitting down and, like, doing that... Especially because... Like, for me, when I do, like, robotics and automation and stuff like that, right? I want to be able to make it, see how it, like, looks, works, and stuff like that, and do it that way. For me, programming gets frustrating because it's, like, there's so many things that are, like...
You sound like an engineer.
No, but, like,
okay,
listen,
what I can
it's
say
so
is...
annoying because it's, like, errors and stuff like that. My God.
I can understand what you're saying because when I first started programming, I thought the exact same way, but, like... Once you get into it, and then once you actually see it work, like you remember how
the
long it took us to make like me and uncle
worked.
To make the Bezier curves work.
Yeah, no.
When we actually watched the robot move in a curve like that, it just felt so.
Oh yeah, no,
one
I totally
parallel.
Get it. Even for someone who wasn't like programming it directly, but sitting there for hours for watching it like happen, it was so like it was like oh my god, it finally. Forget that the competition. Do you remember when the Auton randomly worked?
Yeah.
Oh my, bro.
Hey, not randomly. We spent a lot of time
on that. So we were at a competition, right? And our autons are notorious, not just ours, but like autons are notorious for just not working
unless you're like the best of the best.
Yeah, just not working at the competition. So we go into this one and this is like our last try, right? Like they were literally shooing us away, but we're like, no, we gotta get it done.
Yeah,
but our last try, we go there, right? The auton works almost perfectly. You can see in the live stream, I don't know if it's on YouTube, all like it was three of us standing there. We jumped up and yelled, like we were like I couldn't yell because I don't want to peek it, but like we were so it's crazy. Like yeah, I get that, but I don't think I could ever.
And then you moved your chair, and it's around for me. So I heard the door. I was like, nice. No, I will say one parallel: automation or software or whatever you're programming. Is the satisfaction you get when your code actually compiles after working on it for hours and fixing every stupid error.
But your program will never work perfectly the first time.
No, it doesn't. That's unrealistic.
It never works perfectly.
It works kind of sometimes.
That's like everything, though, dude. Like
it never works perfectly as you intended to, but you can get it close enough to where you want
and
it
then,
to be.
And then you know what to fix based on that. Because people underappreciate how much like these Visual Studio is. That's I use VS Code. I know you use Atom, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So people underappreciate how much like
work they put into it.
Yeah, because
it does like half the work.
They point
you
out every
done.
Error, yeah. Mm-hmm. and that helps so much.
Not even syntax. Like if you don't use a variable,
yeah.
If there's syntax. A better way to write an if
syntax
statement.
Syntax especially, it does like autocomplete and stuff, right? That's so useful for when you don't remember syntax.
Use VS Code, right?
Yeah, use VS Code.
Does that tell you if, say you import an API if you're using a method, does that tell you if that method is done incorrectly?
Yeah.
Wait, I can say something? Nerds. Okay.
Get out.
But you know what? I was just
Sid, you know what else is nerdy? Building a world's level robot.
Shut up. But you know.
Yeah, Sid, you don't get to talk.
But no. I was gonna butt into it. But we were literally just talking about this before this, right? Like I always think the guys who had to sit there and make the product. Yeah.
No, there's a coding language that all it does is move memory bytes. That's all the coding on. It's ones and zeros.
Yeah.
So that's
like
basically what VS Code is.
No, but like still the guys who had to sit there and like do that and to see them like I always imagine like what would they do if they saw us like
what would
some
they
teenagers
do if they saw me programming print poop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah, because in Python all you gotta say is print.
Yeah.
So it sounds like. It just sounds really
unimpressive. Yeah, I know. They've probably seen print Hello World so many
Hello
times.
World is like everyone starts at Hello World.
In Python, all you have to do is print.
Yeah.
In C++, it's so weird. It's like C out less than less
yeah.
than.
Oh, yeah, even with Java, it's like no. system out dot print no, line no, dot no, like no. I was like.
Java system dot out dot print ln print f. There's
it's
so,
so
many
dumb.
Like, no, but like even with everything, this is the guys who made it. Like I was talking to Tarv before and he like dropped his mic. I was just thinking, like...
I dropped my rather expensive mic, and it was like...
Yeah, I was like, can you imagine you as, like, you're, like, developing a microphone, like, the technology for, like, years, because they do so much time on, like, research, development,
people just
and stuff
think
like that,
it
right?
takes 2-3 years to make. It takes, like, years upon years. They don't
yeah.
just start it
like,
after
research,
they
yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, iPhones and stuff like that, they've already been, like, developing. They're already developing, like... 10 years, like
I'd
not
say
10 years.
I
forgot. It's like
no, imagine,
8 years
imagine,
ahead or something like that, right?
Imagine like Steve Jobs. Like he's probably rolling in his grave when he sees TikTok.
No, when he sees.
Oh my god,
Instagram,
bro.
Instagram.
No,
Snapchat.
I mean TikTok more than Instagram.
No, TikTok
because,
has its good side.
No, no, it has
side.
Its good side.
Different.
What I'm talking about, it's like its cringe side.
Yeah.
Are you not okay.
Like it's. 12
no,
year old
forget Steve Jobs even the person who developed TikTok when he sees that stuff
when
like,
the OnlyFans CEO remember that
bro
video? How
oh
much of our
God.
Platform is this 9% 99
dude that was
hilarious.
So that was so funny
but it just goes to show you it's not the corporation that's actually it's the users
yeah
and people like to blame the corporation but it's the users
yeah it's so funny thinking about that like these guys seeing me now, like,
they just see a steady flow of cash. They're like, good, good, everything's good. And then they actually check.
I think about that like a lot of times. Like, what if George Washington saw me now?
Oh no, George Washington. What if he saw me? Hate America, because he was very like, America shouldn't interfere in global things. America's like a global.
No, forget that.
No, that was only back then, right after the Revolutionary War. He wanted to stabilize the country.
Forget that, right? Humanity has developed so much, right, that you have to have doors that open for you, right? And like, what would he do if he saw me still mess that up?
People like walk into like, the glass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What would like Thomas Edison?
You mean Tesla, Nikola Tesla?
No,
I'm gonna start this argument.
I mean, yeah, sure, Nikola, whatever. Anyone who harnessed electricity or
Benjamin Franklin, you
or
mean.
Used.
Ben like, Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro,
the one who harnesses electricity?
Or like
no, he harnesses political opinion.
Yeah, that's
true. He harnesses
Okay, I never understood this about Ben Shapiro though. Do people like him or do people hate him?
Dude, because there are so many people that I've been wondering that. Same thing with Joe Rogan. I don't understand. Do people like him or do people
or Jordan
like
Peterson? I don't understand.
I don't know
that
who
one.
He is.
You don't know who Jordan? You should search him up. Later.
Speaking of Jordan Peterson, not Peterson, not in relation to him whatsoever. Jordan Peele, right?
Who? Okay, who's Jordan Peele?
Key and Peele, you know the comedy duo?
Yeah,
no, you don't.
1 second, you're telling me you don't know who Key and Peele? Anyone listening, if you don't know who Key and Peele are, you gotta watch them.
I don't know.
They're literally like, will go down in history as like legends of the comedy world, right? But
I'm Googling.
Anyways, this guy, like, huge comedian, right? I found out only like a week ago that he was the one who directed Get Out. You know the thriller?
Oh.
No, I've never heard of that movie.
Get Out.
No,
you haven't heard?
You know, there's like.
Wait, tell me a synopsis. I might.
No, I won't tell you synopsis because I don't know the synopsis because I'm watching it right now. All I know is that when it came out, the year it came out, the Oscars, they won like every.
The film,
it was like,
the film
clean
industry.
I've
is
never
so much,
seen these people.
The film
man.
Industry is so much smaller than you think.
Ever. What do you mean?
Like, the film industry is so much. Like, everyone does everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's so surprising because you'll be like.
No, not even that, the music industry.
No. I mean, the music industry is one thing, but I have gripes with the music industry.
Oh, the music industry is just special, okay.
No, the music industry is just Max Martin producing every single song that exists.
That's true.
And so, god damn. He charges $100,000 per song.
That's it?
That's not a low amount.
If you think about the big songs.
Yeah, if you think about like
no,
the
I mean,
big
he's
pretty
songs,
low.
It depends on who he's working.
Okay,
for,
no,
obviously.
Think
no,
about
but
this
he doesn't
though.
Know which songs are going to become
plus,
the big songs when he's
okay,
making
but if
them.
You
right.
realize, you have to realize yeah. that he charges $100,000 for the song, no matter how good it does.
That's true.
And then he gets royalties.
Speaking about
and
shoot,
he gets no, credit.
Atarv, you have to understand, the music industry. You can get an indie song pretty easily. Making a good indie movie very difficult.
Oh, I know, but we're not talking
oh, yeah.
about. We're not
so,
talking about. Okay, you can't. But
so
like,
the movie industry is a little bit more close knit.
No,
I
disagree with that. I
then the music
that's not
industry?
What I'm saying. I mean, the music industry is you can't compare the two because they're very different in a lot of
that
ways.
That is also true.
They're both extremely competitive film.
Did
fields,
you know Taylor Swift?
Films.
Taylor Swift's like a new album.
Is she really?
And Starbucks partnering with Taylor Swift to make a drink.
Are you gonna meet her?
So. Maybe.
Dude, I wanna.
And then
I wanna go to Seoul and meet BTS, dude. That's.
And then Ed Sheeran dropped a new album and it was trash.
Was
really?
It really?
I heard it was really bad.
I don't like it.
I saw that.
Did you listen to it?
Not all
the
of them,
that, like,
but I've listened to more of the popular ones.
How many?
Songs that's
are
the
there?
One on like YouTube. Like they did
the
YouTube Shorts thing.
Equals, yeah.
Yeah.
Equals.
It was that bad.
I heard it was really bad.
Oh,
there's this one. There's this one music reviewer that I like that I watched.
Is it the bald guy?
He's not bald. His name is John Denton.
John.
I thought you were talking about there's the bald guy who does rap.
I'm a Weeknd fan. People who know me know that. But like I got into him because of his Weeknd reactions. And he did a react. He does reactions on all like most artists. But he did a reaction on Equal and
No bueno.
He was like. It's a disaster.
Wow, really?
They have.
So I'm gonna listen to it front to end at some point soon because with new albums I usually do listen to them front to end, especially like artists that I that are really this big, because I'm really curious to see that's where they're
true, going. That's true, because I want to see what they did wrong, because sometimes also public opinion is so exactly. bad sometimes, because exactly. people just keep like reciprocating see, it without even knowing. Here's the issue, it. Though.
From what I heard, Ed Sheeran, he took his sound and then like garbled it.
What? Why?
It's what like do you mean? it's like a badly inspired copy of all his other songs.
Yeah. Also, he's not making full use of his voice.
Oh. I will have to.
Oh, his yeah, voice that's... is like one of the best voices out there.
Oh yeah, and... dude! I loved when I heard his voice. I was like, oh my god.
He has
god.
A really good voice.
But guys,
okay. But also another thing that I learned recently, that you can falsetto your voice through post production. Yeah. I have, for the past few years, that has been one of the things that I've been, like, so sad about, that, like, I don't know if I can go into falsetto that well. But then I realized that some of the people that I was like, wow, their falsetto is so good. I realized that, no, it's post-production,
post.
Bro.
It's all post. You I'm can like, see there's songs where they'll do the entire song in post, sorry, in falsetto, and you're like, how?
Did you listen to the song that I was listening to when you came in?
Yeah.
Those guys, they're like all like kind of, they're like rap, like indie like people, but they mostly do like rapping. And so that entire song, the chorus is all in falsetto, really high falsetto, but it sounds beautiful. It sounds so good. And I was always like, oh my god, dude, that's crazy that they're like rappers, but they can do this falsetto. And then I watched like the live performance, and I'm like, this guy can't go into falsetto, bro. Yeah. This guy can't do
no, but this is like a testament to how good we're getting at this whole
it's like,
audio thing.
It's like, this isn't new.
I know. But still.
Do I know how to do it?
Yeah.
No, but I probably have the software.
Atarf, can you do it to all of our voices?
Just
for the whole podcast?
Atarf.
I want to learn how to do that.
Post-production Atarf, if you have the energy to falsetto everyone's voices right now, do it. If you don't, I don't do blame it. You.
It's not that hard to go into natural falsetto. It might not sound the best, but it's not that hard to
Rishi, do it. Rishi, do it. No, Rishi, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. What did you do?
That's not falsetto, is it? Because then in that case...
It is. It's like... It's your head
It's voice. Technically falsetto.
Like for women, that's falsetto.
That's falsetto?
Yes. Falsetto.
Oh, I can do that. It's just, I'm talking about you, like high pitch.
You're talking about like melodic falsetto. That's a lot harder to do than just...
Said you good?
we just see Sid going,
those are noises Sid makes in bed.
I think possessed, like Phantom of the Opera.
No, so, Sid, what is Phantom you make in bed?
Dude, okay, that's Phantom here's of the one opera, thing, right? That's dollar here's store one Phantom thing. I need someone to tell me what the Phantom of the Opera song is, okay? So back when I played the violin, right?
Why can't
like,
you I just still Google play the violin, but
because I don't know what the song is, and it's not like I can Shazam it because it doesn't have lyrics.
Sorry to interrupt the show, guys, but it's time for our ad break. Thanks for the support, guys. Back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just go into YouTube? You can Shazam non-lyrical songs. Get the whole Phantom of the Opera soundtrack.
I'm not. I keep thinking about doing that, but then I never do it. But there's this one Phantom of the Opera song. It's like the most.
How do we get from popular movies
one?
To here?
But I don't know what the song is called, because the piece that I played, it was called Phantom of the Opera. So for a long time, I thought that song was called Phantom of the Opera.
Like a melody.
Later did I figure out that that's not the movie is Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. That is a song from it.
You know, this isn't new technology.
Like I know.
This falsetto thing. You know, there was a set of unreleased songs. Right from The Weeknd back in 2011.
Of course,
when he first started, this was a set of unreleased songs. They were never supposed to be released because some of them even sound a bit unfinished, and they were leaked by producers who were just annoyed that he didn't end up posting the song.
Cruel and unusual. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Sid, what are you doing?
I'm finding that Phantom of the Opera song.
Sid, no, finding it now. We're gonna get copyrighted.
Sid, we're recording a podcast.
It's Phantom. How old is Phantom of the Opera?
It still has this
Warner's
copyright.
Still like.
Yeah, really?
Warner Bros. Probably.
I don't know if it's Warner or Universal.
No, it's Warner.
Have you ever watched Phantom of the Opera?
Because you know how it's a movie? Didn't they make it a movie or it's
on
Broadway or something?
A movie and it's on Broadway.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera is a movie. It's a classic. It's
a movie. Here's the thing. It was a
They've
musical.
Done so many rehashes and remakes.
Really?
Right? That.
I still don't know what it is, dude. Like, everyone knows of Phantom of the Opera, but. I don't
Not
know
many people
anyone
have
who's
watched
it. You know who's watched this kind of stuff, though?
Who?
My mom. She also watched...
You should ask your mom about this.
She also watched... what is it? The Sound of Music? What is that? You know that, like, that super old movie.
But the, have you guys seen Mary
Poppins?
You can
like, cut it out if it's going to get copyrighted, but it's super old. The, these are a few of my favorite things. That song.
Oh,
what?
Oh, I know that song.
Wait.
Oh, I didn't
have that. And that was where Ariana Grande sampled that, right?
Yes, yeah. That's what she sampled.
Yeah, that's what I recognized it
from. That's how I figured it out, because my sister was playing that song, and my mom was like, oh, did this song come back? And I was like, no. This is, I knew that this was an old song that she sampled, but my mom was like, oh yeah, this was like one of my favorite songs when I was younger.
I actually really like that melody.
Oh, I love that, dude. Okay, LG made an ad. Okay, this LG. Is one of my. This is one of my.
Oh
like,
yeah, LG did make.
This is one of my mm-hmm. like. What
like
is
the
it called?
Tech company LG that makes refrigerators and TVs.
Yeah,
and
phones. That is one.
I know they stopped.
It was for a phone. It was for a phone. Well, this is one of my. What is I that thing called? Like
yeah, you have red LG
guilty pleasures, yeah. right? That song that they used in that ad, right? It was a remixed version of that song. Oh my! I listened. I blasted that through my chair. Like, I loved that remix. It was only a minute long, but it was so good, and I loved it so much. I played
See,
it all
Ariana
the time.
Grande's Seven Rings, I always really liked the melody. And I was like, oh, it's okay. sampled.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay. You know, samples are so interesting, because, like, you hear samples, and you're like, oh, this sounds so good.
Can you
good.
Sample The Weeknd guitar?
And The Weeknd samples a lot of music.
Can you sample The Weeknd?
Yeah, I have to get permission from Republic Records.
Can I pause for 2 minutes and show you guys the song so we can talk about it really quick?
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know your opinions. The Sound of Music.
Of course, Ariana Grande changed the lyrics just a bit to fit her to fit her song.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
the song that makes you know.
But it's still the same melody and it's still like practically the same lyrics.
I like this better, honestly. I don't know why. This feels more homely.
This was the original.
Yeah.
I like the remix and the Ariana Grande one.
I actually like the original.
Well, I don't like the happier tone in this. I really like the melody with the darker.
Yeah, it's
more
like a
the darker
it's like
Ariana Grande
that's
remix.
True.
Oh my god, dude, that LG. That's another one of my like things that
do?
Like.
So when I listen
no,
to
things that like get me a beautiful voice. If I hear like a really good voice, I'm like, I don't care if it's post produced.
Yeah, no,
like
you liked like I like the production on that voice a lot.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: when I listen to music, I break them down in my head.
Oh, that's why you don't listen to music while you
that's,
work.
That's
why
the
you
same thing with me.
Will.
That's why I don't listen to music when I'm working all the time.
I don't listen to lyrical music.
No, you know what I do? I listen to foreign music
no.
I listen to music
that I've already listened to and broken down.
I have a playlist. I have a playlist with songs that I just replay and replay.
Exactly.
Because I know that if I listen
yeah.
to news, I can't listen to English songs that I haven't listened to ever before because I will literally start thinking like, oh wow, that's kind of cool. That's kind of like a cool thing
no,
they did there.
That's why I started.
I just broke
to
that down in my head.
Yeah.
So as you said, like, oh, I love this voice. I was like, if I have a good singer, that's not that hard to replicate.
Yeah. No.
It's just a bit of a reverb and EQ.
You can hear the reverb in the
There's EQ on it.
Like the things. Like
yeah,
that
I mean
that's
a bit of
reverb.
Tune on there. But.
Oh my bro, but that's like a good. Whenever I hear like good singing, that's the thing about Ed Sheeran, right? Whenever I hear Ed Sheeran, Charlie Puth. Love their singing. If I when
except
I ever
for Stitches, no, Atarv, you know.
Stitches was Shawn Mendes.
Oh, well, I don't know my music.
Yeah,
man.
Sorry, I didn't know if I was like tripping or he was tripping, but I was like,
no, I grouped them together.
Oh, Sid.
Okay, cut that out. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Oh no, I'm keeping that in.
No,
Atarv, you know,
let the record show. Aditya thought that Stitches was by Charlie Puth.
You know, Puth is coming out with a new single and like a new album. Light Switch. Have you listened to the previews?
Yes, on TikTok.
It's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
You know, he's the master of hype. Because he's been building this up for like weeks and weeks now.
Yeah.
Like he's been building this up like in individual TikToks. I watch him through like YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
But because people re-upload them. But he's been uploading TikToks of like previews of this song. And it's all based around the sound of like a light switch. Like the click of a light switch.
I love that. I love it.
It sounds a lot different through the microphone, but you can still tell it's a light switch.
You know Billie Eilish's song, Billie Eilish's Bad Guy?
Yeah, oh, no, I know what you're going to say.
Do you see it?
Yeah,
so the beat for that, right? You know what the beat comes from?
I forgot exactly.
I heard it, but
there
I
was
forgot,
a TikTok on
it. It was from Australia, their crosswalks.
Yeah.
The crosswalk noises.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the beeping. It's the exact same thing. And that's what the guy who produced it said. He was like, oh, yeah, a lot of people are like, wow, what'd you use? That's so cool. And then he's like, oh, I used a crosswalk sound.
No, that's really cool to think about, though. Like, everyday sounds implemented into music. Yeah. It's like one of the things that just makes music.
And this is something that Charlie Puth specifically has talked about doing. Like, to get a wooden, like, a woody sound.
What was that?
That was someone getting a Snapchat notification.
My bad.
To get, like, a woody sound. He, like, banged his foot against a wooden wall.
Yeah. Wow. And then all the, like, the trend he started of people just making music through random sounds, all of that music is actually, like, really good.
Wait, really? That's
Have you seen...
I gotta use TikTok guys, just for that.
you guys have gotta see...
TikTok has some really good remixes.
This is...
Dude, okay, I got TikTok recently, right?
Oh, you got
I think TikTok. I said it in a podcast episode that I would never get TikTok. I fell through. I got.
We talked about how you got TikTok on the podcast already.
Did we?
When?
Like a while ago.
Oh,
I literally got it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
that was Snapchat and Instagram.
There's no way
we talked about Snapchat.
We talked about Snapchat.
But no. So I got TikTok, right? I could not take the time to fix my For You page. I am so mad because my For You page is so.
I downloaded TikTok.
No,
because I was like. TikTok might be useful for content,
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I might want to create TikToks for like maybe SND or maybe for my personal thing. I go on. I could not stay like
dude,
I couldn't
yeah.
because I've heard that you need to like struggle through your For You page for about 3 days.
Yeah,
I'm
not doing that.
I don't have that kind of time.
I've had TikTok for a year. No, trust me. Once you've had it and used it for a while, your For You page starts to stabilize with things you like.
Yeah,
so
but
you
like,
get, like the movies.
But that wild
no,
is
the
so
girls.
Bad.
Dude,
no, it's
okay,
been like that for like half a
one
year.
One second. Public announcement and warning for anyone who doesn't have TikTok but gets it in the future. Do not open it for the first time in like a public setting.
Not even a public setting. Around
okay?
anyone.
Because TikTok loves to give you like.
I opened it.
You
sus.
Know the TikTok girls.
I opened
the,
it.
The
in,
sus TikTok.
I opened it in bed.
In bed with who?
With my volume on.
Oh.
Scared me. So bad. Man,
I opened it at school, bro, and I thought people would just walk past me. No, people would just walk. I was so scared people would just walk past me and see me looking at that on my phone. And I'm like, no, bro, I'm serious.
That's
just,
I'm
just
new to this thing.
No, there are people watching TikTok in our school all the time.
Yeah, I watch.
No, but
I
like
realized,
mine.
Realized none of the listeners could hear what I just said.
Yeah,
what I just did.
Yeah.
I essentially spazzed with
my phone.
No, I
feel like TikTok works because it's not like YouTube where it's a long video. Right? It's
well,
a nice
yeah, it's because people have
dude, I'm as Vine, bro. Attention. Because it's two different it's the users. It's what the users
I
do. Because
would
Vine
have
they
now,
did different.
Now as a teenager, I would have loved 6 second I would have loved like
dude,
Vine.
if I
would have been making so many
Vines.
Dude, we missed
oh my
out.
God.
We
missed out
we
on
were,
Vine
we were
so
almost
hard.
There, but not there.
Yeah.
It was,
I would have
we
made
Zach
Vines.
King. I remember watching Zach
oh,
King.
Oh,
dude,
King.
Zach
Wang, all the time.
Zach King. What's his face? David Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh,
Darius Benson.
Oh, who's the other guy? Who's the guy? He does the like singing in public, like randomly in public, or like break out.
What? Oh, like he's dancing and then people join him.
Hugh Park. Or
no, not him.
Oh. You know,
Dude, the Vine compilation. So our group has watched so many Vines together that we could, like, if you say the first words of
yeah.
a few Vines, we can quote it. Like,
It's
so
anything for you. Like, see, I can do that.
It's so interesting how many Viners turned YouTubers.
Yeah,
because Vine just
because Vine died and they were all like
I don't know why Vine died.
Every commentary YouTuber used to be a Viner.
No, really? I don't know why.
Danny Gonzalez used to be he was a big Viner. Cody Coe was a huge Viner.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Cody Coe's entire career was on Vine.
Wow,
no,
like
why?
he's a Cody Coe's so interesting. He went to Duke University for a comm sci degree. Okay.
Yes.
He got a software engineering degree. He made an application. You might have heard of it. It hit number one on the App Store, free apps. It's called I'd Cap That. It's with like you could put in an image and it would generate a caption. And that was a big thing. He created that. And then he created a bunch of other businesses. And then eventually he started uploading on Vine and got super popular. And as Vine closed down, he went to YouTube, started uploading comedy skits.
Super popular on that.
Skits, then vlogs, and then commentary. Commentary hit it off for him. And now he's like one of the biggest commentary YouTubers on the platform.
That's crazy. Dude, Vine, I'm so sad that
Why did Vine go down?
Danny Gonzalez, Drew Gooden.
Twitter just closed it.
Why?
You know how long it took me to realize that Drew Gooden was a Road Work Ahead guy?
Wait, actually?
Wait, no way.
You can look at the Vine.
No
Drew
way.
Drew Gooden is the Road Work.
You guys know
ahead.
That
I sure
for,
hope
for
it
listeners,
does.
Yeah, for listeners, if you don't know the Road Work,
that's Drew Gooden. You can see he's the one driving the car.
Yeah, it shows up as Drew Gooden. Oh my god, it is him, bro.
It is Drew Gooden.
I never.
It took me so long to realize.
Road Work Ahead.
I sure hope it does.
Road Work Ahead.
I sure hope it does.
Everyone has seen that. I don't care how old you are, even if you're like a newborn. Oh, you have seen that.
But you know, there's some people our age who don't know Vines.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me because I thought like
well either they've been isolated from technology.
Like, no, I'm a black this name out, but I was always like semi bad with Vines.
Atarv with a hip hop kid.
And would Whoa. Always quote Vines to you.
Yeah,
and he would always be like to me. He'd be like, "Ah, oh, man, I wish Sid was here."
Really?
I didn't pick up on a Vine. If we were in VC,
that was
no, honestly, I don't think I would have known Vines if you guys didn't introduce it to
yeah,
me at that like one place.
I think I was the main one who catalyzed Vines.
No, I remember in your basement, you used to watch them
yeah,
on your TV.
Because I was the main one who catalyzed. Because me and Jack, the black of the name. We like learned about Vine.
I just remember in fifth grade, like before I met you.
Yeah.
I just remember that I would watch like hours worth of Vine content, like on YouTube,
dude,
like the compilations.
I know. That's how I know
so
many by heart.
Much.
Yeah.
Didn't Try Not to Laugh start on Vine?
Yeah.
Yes. Bro, Vines are so good. Like Vines that give me the will to live. Like those compilations.
Yeah.
Like,
dude. Yeah.
Vines.
Oh my god, stop reaching.
Dude, you can't say that. Black that out because that has a really bad actual meaning of that is really bad.
You know what
bad.
That means,
okay. look it up and then you'll see an Urban
No,
Dictionary
I understand.
Article.
No, it's you, like, you yeah, understand? So, Like that, like yeah, I never knew that. But dude, the seal in a bathtub. That guy's more popular than I'll ever be, bro.
Logan Paul and Jake Paul also started on.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The Dobre brothers started on.
Really?
Well, it makes
they
sense,
were dancing
though.
In a grocery store. They were those people that would dance in a grocery store. What the? And they referenced that in their super shitty song.
Hey.
Used to roam the grocery store. Now I own the grocery. It's like one of those where you like flex your. You know, they made that same, like on YouTube, they made that same song 3 times 3 years in a row.
Wait, what?
Like right. The same song. It was the same song.
Just
with, like,
re-uploaded it?
Well, like, they, like, did a different music video
and,
like, changed one
bar. You know,
I think
that would be my dream once. I would want to, like, be so rich that I would become, like, a majority shareholder of, like...
A grocery store?
No, not a
grocery
store. Yeah, Acme, bro. I would want to become... I would want to become a major...
So, Walmart, give me your shares.
Gennardi.
I would want to...
Everyone loves Gennardi.
Walmart is huge. Like, as a company...
You know, Walmart is the highest earning company in the U.S.,
right? Yeah, it's crazy. Like, yeah, they're huge.
They're above Apple and Google.
Amazon
isn't profitable.
Amazon's not profitable.
They've been running at a loss for the past since they started.
But you got Jeff Bezos over here profiting on
the that's because of their stocks.
Shares.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but they're not a profitable company.
I know. Amazon Web Services is.
Yes.
Amazon's not.
That's the only thing carrying them. It's carrying them.
My dad works for Amazon Web Services.
Now he does.
AWS is profitable.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Just,
AWS.
The A part. That's not
the A part of WS.
Tesla as a car company, their stock is so high.
Their stock shot up.
They barely make money. Tesla barely makes.
Their stock went up to like 1,200.
I know it's so ridiculous. High for what they produce because they don't produce that.
Dude,
much.
Dude, did you see? He sold 12% of his shares based on a Twitter poll.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Wait, was that the thing for
the tax thing?
The tax thing.
Yeah, it was the tax thing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
First of all. That means that some guy could have bought that and become a minority shareholder in just by doing that transaction. Yeah.
That's funny.
Not a minority. He would have had 12%.
12% that's is majority. Pretty substantial for...
That's not minority. That that's majority.
You're right. Minority? What defines minority
shares? But you have to realize that 12% someone is like billions of dollars.
Someone who's not involved in big business.
What was the amount?
Like as in what percent takes you from a minority to a majority?
Well, I think it just depends on the stock itself.
That's true.
Here, I'm looking it up.
You know, you could become a majority shareholder in EcoTour.
Of course, my favorite.
I will, Sid.
You can
I'll
win
invest.
The competition easy.
I think I could BS my way through it.
Oh yeah. It was this. The Elon Musk tweets he's willing to spend $6 billion to fight world hunger.
You know,
that's different.
No.
So this is a different thing that I'm gonna mention.
Yeah.
So Eli David, which is he's part of the world
WWTC
WFP
World Trade Center.
No.
I was watching
World Food Program. World Food Program. It's part of the UN, and it was like David Beasley. And he was like, okay, so the message was, fact check: 2% of Elon Musk's wealth is $6 billion. In 2020, the UN World Food Program raised $8.4 billion. How come it didn't solve world hunger? Okay, so that's what someone followed up with. But the WFP was like, oh, if every billionaire just donates a bit, we can solve world hunger.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, you know what? I'll donate it.
And Elon Musk was like, if the World Food Program can describe on this Twitter thread exactly how $6 billion will solve world hunger, I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it.
Yeah.
And
but that wasn't the reason why I sold it.
No, I know. And he followed up, Beasley followed up saying, like, I didn't say it would solve world hunger, but it would, like, solve this crisis. And I don't think he ever did sell for that.
No, of course.
No, because
he got them there. Like, but dude, can you imagine? Just like, based on, I voted in that Twitter poll, by the way.
Did you actually?
I voted in that Twitter poll. I was like, yeah, solid, bro. You won't. No balls. I was
Tesla
like, no.
Tesla fall?
No. Tesla.
They
still
did.
Up.
They did. But then they shot back up, bro.
What do you expect?
It's crazy. It's crazy, dude. And I saw like the drop afterwards, right? It dropped his net worth by $30 billion, but he was still well over Jeff Bezos.
No,
I regret
you have to
checking
consider,
my stock before.
Elon Musk doesn't live a big life. He doesn't own anything.
Oh, he does.
No. Like I don't remember 3-4 years ago.
One thing he doesn't do. I don't know if he took his paycheck now. He didn't take a paycheck from Tesla or SpaceX.
No, the video I watched, it was
still
making 3-4 years ago.
I mean,
he doesn't own a house.
He doesn't. No, but here's one thing that people don't understand. These people don't make money per se. They have equity.
It's equity, right?
They have a lot of equity.
And it's growing.
That's the thing that people don't understand. Some of these billionaires, they don't have money that's like on standby. A lot of them do, but they don't have like money that's on standby.
I mean, like Elon
standby.
Musk isn't pressed for cash. I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
No,
but like the point is like everyone's like, oh, his net worth is $200 billion or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't have $200 billion in his bank account.
Yeah.
People confuse net worth with like actual money.
Yeah. That's like a sum of, like if a lot of it is in shares. That's why Tarv mentioned that he would have to sell his Tesla stock to pay that $9 billion that he
exactly.
would get.
So if my, let's say I own a house and I own a car. Let's say I own a $300,000 house and I own a $50,000 car, right? My net worth is $350,000, but I don't have $350,000 in my bank account.
I wish I did. Mm-hmm.
Net worth is the combined
what is
value
the average,
of all your assets.
What is the average net worth of a person?
It
low.
It's really low because a lot of people, they don't They rent.
Because minimum wage.
Minimum wage and they rent.
Is no, not a living wage. We're not getting into that right now. That is such a political decision.
But if you're like a upper middle class, if you're like an upper middle class person, right, with like a single family house, like us, right? Yeah. Like, what would your net worth be?
Between 600, like in our range, between 600,000 to a million.
No, a TARF. Not six. Our houses itself cost 600,000.
We are. Like the upper upper middle class.
I don't know where we are in the middle upper. Middle
we class. Ours would probably be closer to like
no right ours now the property would be closer to a million.
Ours would
no,
go. Ours would be closer. Above a million.
Yeah, because right and now. But that's crazy to me because that just shows the housing how market wrong. Is
so up.
No, but that just shows how wrong some of the like net worths when you Google stuff up are because there are people that you know they're making a lot more. But like they're like, oh yeah, their network is like 500,000. Like no.
You see, like even like it's so weird to say this, but like the Weeknd's net worth is 120 million by Google. I don't buy it. I think
there's no way. There's no way.
I think it's way more. Because he makes he makes like $3 to $5 million a show.
No. You have to okay. I think it's
he made 1.5 mil back in 2013 when he was at the start of his career.
What? Oh, we've had it.
No, you know who? You know Scarra, right? Scarra.
Yeah.
He definitely has money, but like if you look up his net worth, because I love Scarra, dude, and I think he deserves
some. Owns Offline such a great guy.
He deserves a lot more than he has.
Yeah.
But
he's humble enough. Like, yeah. That he doesn't really.
But the thing is, I looked up his net worth, and it was like $1 million. I'm like, there's no way.
He owns Offline TV.
He co-owns Offline TV, technically. But like,
he's the CEO of Offline TV.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a
what
founder.
Is Pokey then?
She's like co-founder. Well, I think she's also they both hold management positions.
Scar is the one who reached out to everyone to start Offline TV.
Yeah.
So I would
he's,
consider
he
him
reached
the
out
main
to he reached out to Pokemon and Lily Pichu and
I'm just kind of sitting here confused.
Offline TV was founded by Scar. Yeah. Mainly by Scar. And then Pokemon was a co-founder kind of. And then Lily Pichu was as well. She came on
later. Yeah, that's cool. I would love to be in a content house. Like,
oh, same. You know, this is a thing that I was thinking. Like, if I become a content creator, being part of a content house would be so fun.
Yeah, because especially a job like that where you're
SND house guys.
That's Sims house basically.
No,
we don't live here. It's like one step. I mean, like.
But like I was thinking about that. That's like with a job like streaming where you're doing it alone most of the time.
It would be so depressing.
Yeah, like if you don't have a house like that, I don't
even have it as a YouTuber. I think
YouTube's worse because you don't directly interact.
Reeves isn't a Twitch streamer. He is kind of, but he's mainly a YouTuber occasionally. and then
when are you gonna
he's working on it.
Yeah, I've heard.
According to
podcast. I've heard, though, that it's supposed to be so funny.
Because he spent so much time, and then he had to end up taking care of a goldfish.
Yeah, yeah. He was explaining how he went on. Like, this is, like, my life goal, to be, like, so, like, successful, where I have enough time to, like, waste on this. He was like, oh, yeah, I was, like, making my video.
8 to 9 months.
It's been 8 to 9 months. And the reason why is because he bought a goldfish.
For the video.
No. It's not even in the video.
No,
that's what he said.
It was for the video.
It was for the video.
But it never made the video.
So he bought a goldfish, but he spent months researching how to take care of the goldfish and stuff because he was like, I don't want to be a jerk and go and buy a goldfish and just make it live.
Aren't goldfishes supposed to die like quick?
No, they're not. But like,
there's a carnival.
And then he was like, but then once I bought it, I was just going to give it back. But then I was like, I can't just be an asshole and return a goldfish to like a pet store.
So now he owns a goldfish.
And he takes care of it. Like apparently he takes care of it well. That's so funny to me. Like that kind of time.
You know, Michael Reeves is like such a crackhead, and then you see him like interacting in the most wholesome way with Lily Peachy's dogs. And then now with his goldfish.
Goldfish. The fact that smiles back.
The sirens were picked up in
the
my head.
Police. Really? The police.
Do you have to cut that out, by the way?
No.
The police.
Are you sure?
They're coming for us, guys.
Don't say that.
Is it because of the S&D content?
Dude, the S&D content is so funny. No, it's criminal.
Sid, get out.
Sorry, that was such a bad joke.
I was about
joke,
to like say a sentence, you, and then like everyone, so bad, everyone saw I like to, like, my face just looked so crestfallen,
dude.
No, so you know,
crestfallen's a weird word.
You're a weird word.
Wide berth is a weird phrase.
Okay.
No. It doesn't have to do with like birth. But it's like a phrase.
Okay, you see, I can't talk over you because sometimes gains mix up, so I'm gonna have to cut that out because of the weird. Anyways, living in a content house would be. You guys want to move in with me?
Don't say it like that. Don't say it with like a frat boy voice, bro. Don't say it like
I
that.
I did that on purpose. Man. I did the yo,
move in. Let's live together, bro. Yo,
dude.
It would be so easy to record S&D if we lived together.
That's true. We're in high school.
Bro, okay, it can't get much easier than this, okay? We all live in like a 2 mile, sorry, 2 minute vicinity.
To be fair though, like I have like $300 worth of equipment just at your house at all times.
Yeah, no, so it's like, so what happened is we have like mics and stuff like that. It was really funny because I looked around one day. I was just in my bed and I looked around and I was like, I have like 4 mics. I have like 3 mics in my room, 2 mic stands just like there. It's like, what happened? Like, what happened for me to be in this position?
Pause. Where did it all go wrong?
Pause. My basement is getting finished. Like, the rest of it.
Oh, really?
My parents are considering creating a dedicated room for recording.
That would be so cool.
Not just for this, but for, like, music and stuff, that too. So, so even if it's not, like, soundproof, that's something we can do post.
Yeah.
Like, after, like, I can put on soundboards. But there's a high chance that we can move to my basement and it can be a dedicated studio.
That's so cool. How much time do we have left?
Like 400 bars. So.
But, like, my room has become so, like, audio-fies. Like, I have acoustic foam.
Did you actually just say audio-fies?
Yes, I did. You know what? I will say it. Audio-fies.
What was that sound?
That's me smacking my hand against the window. Yeah, but, like, I have, I have acoustic foam all around.
It's like, funny because out of all of us, I'm the audio guy.
Yeah.
Like, I do audio production.
Yeah.
And that's what I do with this. Mm-hmm. But I never bought this because it's like there would be no point. My room is so poorly soundproofed. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my room before this stuff, it was so bad.
Like my room is terrible. Like, so my room is like right above the kitchen and it's right next to the family room. Oh. So the issue is I can hear everything. I can hear everything. The walls are so thin. Yeah. I can also hear what happens in your house, Aditya.
I know you can.
I can hear what happens in your house. I'm so scared of his house. I walk past his house and I'll like hear yelling and I'm just like I'll just like look the other way like
if you don't know him, that's like the house you want to stay away from.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like horror movies, like that's the house.
My dad was just like, what's that? And I was like, oh, that's Aditya's brother.
Yo, I don't know if you want to talk about it. Did the police come to your house for the volley?
Yeah, what were the police doing there, Tarp?
Can you talk about this?
Wait, this year?
Because I actually want to know about
this year.
You good?
So I can
It's
so stupid.
Because my uncle... Okay, so what happened is my uncle comes like to our house one day and he's like, isn't that your friend's house? And I was like, which house? There was the cops came to like his house and it was the Diwali just happened. So it was for the
because of Diwali.
Oh, it wasn't because of Diwali? It wasn't because of
Diwali. What happened?
Oh, we thought it was because of like fireworks or something like that.
It wasn't because of Diwali. It was because
that's crazy.
We
but
got
yeah.
So lucky.
I think that's a good place to end.
Yeah, that is a good place.
I don't going to Tarv's house.
So see, yeah, so we either that story's going to be left on suspense or you're going to have heard the story. I don't know if I'm going to leave it in. Because I might not be allowed to leave it in.
For legal reasons?
For legal reasons or for, like, parental reasons. but in any case, if you did hear it, fun. If you didn't hear it, suspense.
Yeah, got 'em.
They came to my house because
Because the leprechaun came to his house and he was like, "Yo, you can't be doing this."
No,
and
yeah, guys, you know how like Twitch streamers get swatted? I got swatted. they thought I was
Big time Twitch streamer, dude. You know I get swatted.
Yeah. They thought I was. I'm gonna not continue that sentence. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please give us a follow or subscribe. Based on what platform you're on. You can go ahead and check out all of our platforms on anchor.fm/Saturday Discord, and you can also go to our Instagram.com/Saturday Discord to check out updates. I update when we're posting every week, and I will start posting behind the scenes if I can. So overall, that's been it. Thank you so much for listening, and Sid,
as always, don't put your hand on wasps.